Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Hannah, Ella and Grace with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. An estimated 50,000 pro-Palestinian protesters marched from the CBD to South Bank yesterday to bring attention to the worsening situation in Gaza. The march started in Queen's Garden, with protesters walking across the Victoria Bridge towards Musgrave Park. This march comes as a reaction to the deteriorating situation in Palestine. The World Health Organization states that by the end of September, more than 640,000 people will face catastrophic levels of food insecurity across the Gaza Strip. Australia's Holiday Highway, a new tourism campaign launched by the Crisafulli government, promotes the Pacific Coast Highway. The celebrated beach and island-studded stretch between the Gold Coast and Cairns. The campaign is aimed primarily at interstate and local travellers, encouraging them to hit the highway and enjoy multi-stop itineraries packed with unique icons, natural wonders, events and nostalgic charm. Tourism and Events Queensland CEO said the campaign was part of a long-term strategy to grow Queensland's share of drive holidays.
In national news, it wasn't just Brisbane that marched for Palestine yesterday. Across Australia, tens of thousands of protesters marched through their cities and towns to protest Israel's actions against Palestinians. More than 40 marches took place nationally. In Melbourne, an estimated 100,000 participated. Relations between Israel and Australia have been put under strain after Anthony Albanese announced the state of Palestine will be recognised by Australia on August 11. A new public child sex offender register will be delivered by the state government, known as Daniel's Law, in recognition of Daniel Morcombe. Queensland Premier David Christofoli said Daniel's Law was an important step to help make Queensland safer. Daniel's Law arms parents with information to make the decision for the safety of their children, Premier said. The Queensland Community Protection and Public Child Sex Offender Register will be administered by the Queensland Police Service. Minister for Police and Emergency Services, Dan Prudy, said the public register will unlock information for families about high-risk offenders in their local area. The new laws will be introduced to Parliament this week.
In international news, Israeli strikes have hit the Yemeni capital, Sana'a, in retaliation for Houthi missiles fired towards Israel, with Houthi health and officials saying that the attack had killed 4 people and wounded 67. The Israeli military said that the targets included a military compound housing the presidential palace, 2 power plants, and a fuel storage site. Abdul Qadar al-Murtada, a senior Houthi official, said on Sunday the Houthis, who control much of Yemen's population, would continue to act in solidarity with Palestinians in Gaza. For your weather today, Brisbane is chilly now, but looking to warm up later in the evening. It's currently 12 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6.4, which is in the high band. That's all new news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.